everyone, and welcome back to the Future Ready Librarian podcast, Leading from the Library. I am very excited today to welcome my friend and fellow Iowan, Shaylin, onto the show. And I'm really excited because Shaylin, who she'll tell you a little bit about her past, works with the News Literacy Project. And I know as librarians, we think about news and media literacy every day and all of the great resources and how we can tie it in to our school. And so I am very excited to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you, Shannon. Hello, everyone. Shaylin Farnsworth here. As Shannon said, I am a fellow Iowan. I reside in Conrad, small town outside of Marshalltown, where I was a classroom teacher for a very long time. I think, Shannon, that's when we first met, way back when I was in the classroom at BCLUW. Was a high school English teacher, worked a lot with our librarian, Carrie Teske, at the time. And I worked for Central Rivers AEA for a very long time and took this job recently, about a year and a half ago, with the News Literacy Project. And it kind of combines all of my passions together and how to best support not only educators, but students in this complicated information landscape. How can we help kids discern fact from falsehoods, which runs rampant on social media platforms. So I am excited to be here with you, Shannon. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we're so happy to have you here. And it's always just very interesting to follow not only the things that you are talking about and sharing, but I know I visit and share the site a lot too. And so for those who have never heard of the News Literacy Project, give us kind of an overview of what it is.
Most definitely. Thank you. The News Literacy Project was founded in 2008 by Pulitzer Prize winning journalist from the LA Times, Alan Miller, and he's still our CEO. It is a place where you can find resources and support for educators, students, and the general public. And actually, when I was back in the classroom, Shannon, I used some of its earliest iterations of resources. Now we have Checkology Virtual Classroom, our flagship program. We have Newslit Nation, which is our virtual PLC for educators across the nation. We have the weekly newsletter, the SIFT, along with professional learning, Newslit Camp, a variety of resources and programs for educators, and it is all completely free. So an interesting beginning, as I said, founded by Alan Miller. He went to his daughter's middle school classroom and realized that now, with all of the abundance of information, he realized students couldn't find relevant and reliable sources. And so he founded the News Literacy Project.
That's amazing. That's really cool. I can't wait to, I'm just sitting here looking at all of the things and even just listening, seeing things and hearing things that I've never even, you know, heard of before on here. And I think that's the great thing too, is that they have you and others who are behind this really driving, because you know the importance of it in our classrooms and within our libraries. And I think that gets us to just the question of the importance of news and media literacy, and especially since what we have been through, you know, the last 18 months or 2 years, you know, working with librarians and teachers, just what are you seeing? Like, what does the landscape look like right now? What's happening within libraries and even in classrooms? And I think too, the really cool thing is just how we collaborate as librarians with classroom teachers and how we can use this, you know, together. So just share maybe what you're seeing in your work across the United States too.
Yeah, definitely. We saw within the last couple of years a huge increase of librarian media specialists using our resources, I think for a number of reasons. First, we're a nonprofit, we're nonpartisan, and we've been doing this longer than any other company, which is something we're extremely proud of. Our sources are unbiased, we provide relevant examples and ways to disrupt, like I said, the falsehoods that are being spread and that our students bring to the classroom wanting to discuss, wanting to share, wanting to investigate. So it provides very relevant resources and engaging for our educators. Plus, with the pandemic, social justice issues, vaccine hesitancy, misinformation, it was kind of the perfect storm for all disciplines reaching out to their librarians, who are truly the heart of the communities and the school districts, for support. How can we support the kids in these different areas? Understanding primary purpose, understanding bias, conspiratorial thinking. And we've seen, like I said, a huge increase of librarians and media specialists across the country. Two different things. We typically have librarian media specialists sharing our resources or co-teaching with different disciplines across their school districts. So they typically set up courses, they invite co-teachers on our virtual platform, and they teach together. Or something that I've seen quite a few librarians across the nation doing lately is creating a sort of intro to high school or intro to middle school course, typically about 3 to 4 weeks, in which they run through not only our resources, but the various resources out there from different organizations to support students in all of their academic learning that they will encounter. So finding those reliable, relevant sources, understanding primary purpose, bias. So it kind of lays those foundations that makes them ready to tackle those academic issues and demands that they have at the high school and middle school levels.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, for people that are maybe beginning to use this, or also librarians maybe who need extra support in education, do you also offer like webinars and trainings to support librarians and teachers too?
We do. We offer many virtual webinars. We're just finishing up this Friday, actually on the 24th, our fall webinar series that has provided learning as well as introduction to our resources. But throughout the year, we have learning experiences virtually for educators across the nation. We also have something very unique called Newslit Camps. And Newslit Camps are typically hosted in a specific region or city, and we partner with a news organization because we feel it's important to have subject matter experts, journalists from the field, and they talk about the common issues and newsworthiness in their communities. And it's a day for our educators to spend with journalists in the field, and it's very impactful, highly engaging, and always a favorite amongst our educators. So be on the lookout for that. Besides that, I don't know, Shannon, if you're a subscriber to the SIFT, but our weekly newsletter started back up last week. And what we do each Monday is our education team, led by Peter Adams, he and his team collect the mis and disinformation found on multiple social media platforms throughout the previous week. They compile it into a fantastic newsletter with discussion questions, annotations, close reads, and delivers it to your mailbox each Monday. So you have that relevant, engaging misinformation, disinformation from the previous week. So lots of ways to kick off your news literacy in the classroom with all of our free resources.
That's awesome. I can't wait to sign up for that. So I know that we'll be sharing the link for everyone to be able to find this, because I know that you're going to have lots of new people following along and using this information. And I think that leads us to, like, when you go to a site like this and there is so many great things, and there's like a tab I see at the top for educators and for everyone and global education. Like, when I go here and somebody is brand new, just how do they sign up and where do they start? What is the best thing to do?
Great. Yes. So definitely check out newslit.org and click on the educators tab that you were recommending. And it will provide you all the information you need to get started. It has our community forum, our ambassadors, which quite a few of them are librarians. Casey Boyd, who just pushed for librarians being essential in DC, is one of our ambassadors, along with all of our educator resources at the very bottom in our calendar of events. Two things I would focus on right away, besides looking at professional learning opportunities, definitely subscribe to the SIFT. And secondly, check out Checkology Virtual Classroom. It's free to use. It has over a dozen lessons that allow your students to build those foundations, along with missions and challenges that easily you can incorporate into any learning type, hybrid, remote, face-to-face, but also provides those relevant examples. Our newest one, You Would Love Shannon, it helps teachers and students understand the power of queries online and how to Google like a pro with Cindy Otis, a former CIA officiant. And they take the conspiratorial thinking and conspiracy theory, birds aren't real, started in Chicago, and they have students Google like a pro to try to figure out, where did this start? Are birds real? What is the conspiracy theory behind it? So it's a fantastic new mission, but it provides relevant examples and lessons taught by those subject matter experts from across the field. I think everyone would love it.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I just love that. I know it's really great to know like that there is support like this available. And I know that at Van Meter, we have several new teachers in our middle and high school. And this was one resource that I shared when they had orientation and have went into their classrooms. And it's just awesome to be able to pull this out and to know that we have, you know, not only the support, but the resources at our fingertips that we need and that we can tie it together even with other things that are out there and available to us as well. So it's just really amazing everything. And you're doing such a great job of supporting all of us too.
Thank you so much. I like I said, I am a huge fan and advocate of the News Literacy Project. I used it back when I was in the classroom, and I just find it relevant, engaging. Plus, some of those subjects are difficult to approach, to teach, and it gives you classroom ready material that you can customize for your kids. Love hearing that it's in Van Meter. I will definitely have to zoom down there sometime when we're both free to not only catch up, but for your educators, because that's my role. I work with educators across the nation to build those partnerships, and would love to spend some time in Van Meter. I haven't been there for ages.
I know, we would love that too. Absolutely. We got to make a plan to do that.
Exactly.
So when people are looking for you online, how do they find you, and how do they also find News Literacy Project on social?
Well, you can definitely follow me on Twitter. I'm very active on Twitter. Connect with me there at SH Farnsworth. I'm typically tweeting about librarians, books, writing, literacy, NLP, a whole bunch of different resources related to that area. And you can also connect with me on LinkedIn. I do have a blog as well at shaylinfarnsworth.com. And NLP has all of the social media platforms on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. So definitely connect with the News Literacy Project at NewsLit Project.
Yeah, that is great. I know. And we'll share the link too. And it's just been so great. I can't wait to share this podcast, not just with librarians, but with others too, because you're amazing, doing great things, my friend.
Thank you so much, Shannon. Honor to be here as always. And I thank you for promoting what's best for kids and for educators and making these resources so available to your audience and all of the librarians across the nation. You are doing fantastic work, and I'm just honored to be here representing NLP.
Yeah, thank you so much. And thanks to everyone who is listening today. And also a great big thanks to our sponsors, Follett. And so this is Shannon Miller, and I'm here with my dear friend from News Literacy Project, Shaylin. And we are glad that you joined us today. Thank you for joining us for the Future Ready Librarian podcast, Leading from the Library. I would like to also thank our sponsor, Follett Learning, for their amazing continued support.